What one U.S. senator apparently assumed would be a private vacation has become the subject of a very public debate. The senator is Carol Mosley Braun of Illinois, the only African-American in the U.S. Senate. And her trip was to Nigeria, a military dictatorship whose violations of human rights and democratic principles have made it an international pariah. Upon her return to the United States, Mosley Braun discovered that she has some explaining to do. From Chicago, NPR's Cheryl Duvall has this report.
When Democrat Carol Mosley Braun got back from her summer vacation in Nigeria this month, her constituents didn't want to see her slides. They wanted to know what she could have been thinking when she visited the most populous nation in Africa and, to the West, one of the most controversial.
It was 4 days of private time from my perspective, and I was happy to have a chance to get around and talk with people, to meet with people, and to the extent that it will have resulted in some good, then I'm happy.
During a news conference in Chicago, Mosley Braun seemed amazed at the furor over the vacation that she paid for out of her own pocket. One moment she emphasized the private nature of the trip, and the next she described her meetings with the U.S. ambassador and with government officials from Nigeria and Liberia. She emphasized that at every opportunity she urged the release of political prisoners, but when a reporter raised Amnesty International's protest that her visit indicated approval for a regime condemned by the U.S. government, Mosley Braun was adamant.
Well, it's not tantamount to an endorsement of the government. Let me be very clear about that. In fact, it's not tantamount to an endorsement of anything. I am not a member of the administration. It is up to the president and to his administration to conduct U.S. foreign policy. Let me be very clear about that.
Still, she says she did bring back a letter from Nigerian President General Sani Abacha to President Clinton. Mosley Braun, who opposes the idea of sanctions against Abacha's government, said the letter expressed hope for a constructive dialogue on many of the points of disagreement between the two nations. The senator did not inform the Clinton administration, most of her staff, or the U.S. State Department beforehand about her trip. A State Department representative, speaking on condition of anonymity, noted that it is routine procedure for lawmakers to notify the department before taking even private trips abroad, but he added that was not done in this case. Randall Robinson, president of TransAfrica, a lobbying group for African and Caribbean affairs, reacted to the trip with astonishment. In published reports, Robinson said of Mosley Braun, "I don't see how someone who can argue and fight for sanctions against South Africa can argue against sanctions against Nigeria." Robinson could not be reached for a taped interview. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus, including Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. of Illinois, also expressed dismay at Mosley Braun's travels. All of this erupts just days before the start of next week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where Mosley Braun is to play a prominent role.
Well, I'm a vice chair, and I'm going to be real busy based on the schedule they showed me this morning.
It's unlikely, however, that her busy schedule at the convention will insulate Illinois' junior senator from continued criticism. In Chicago, I'm Cheryl Duvall reporting.